I'll call the angry committee of the whole meeting to order, Madam Clerk, please, of November 4th, to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandridge.
Here.
Alderman Mayor.
Excused.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, normally at this time of the meeting, I ask people what they're here for, and so I assume everybody's here for call to order and roll call, right? No, I guess not. This is a committee to hold. The meeting's designed for the common council to discuss items within themselves without making a decision. Typically not a citizen's comment period, but hang on. So with that, I will move to item B, a presentation of John's Disposal Service Contract Amendment Options. Mr. City Engineer. And Alderman Mayor has come to a seat at 6:31.
Sure. I'm going to invite Director of Finance Paul and Nate from John's to join me here. So as we've discussed on several occasions, John's expressed interest earlier in the year to make changes to their contract. I guess I'd like to say publicly that everyone that I know of has great admiration for the work John's has done in Franklin. Since they talked with us in the middle of the year, we met with them a few times, talked about the issues that they had, that they'd like to make changes to the contract. And it was decided that we would encourage them to basically stick by the contract until you had a chance to make some changes. So what that did was that we helped them craft a notice that went on their recycling and garbage containers, and basically I think it pained John's employees more than us to have to put that on containers. And I know it's created a lot of folks have expressed interest, pro and for, against it, pro and against. No. Well, they are. They're on both sides, too. We've been receiving a lot of phone calls. So having said that, we've worked with John's. And of course, they've met with you a few times. And last time they met, I think it was decided that they'd like to remain the same. We're still talking about the issues, so obviously that's maybe some room for some new proposals. So I guess I would summarize. We've talked about price structure and some of what that really would have impacted the budget. For the most part, you can boil it down to four different options. You have...
Let's do one thing first and discuss why we're here. And Nate, let me do this and then you can correct me. As we all know, there's a significant employment issue these days. Everybody's hiring and there's lots of jobs available, but not a lot of people. John's employs people similar to ours. They contain a CDL license and they're good, strong individuals, and they're outside doing work that, frankly, is not specialized, but it is unique. But they're finding their way to, just like our DPW guys, to jobs that pay more and are a lot easier to do. So John's, although they continue to hire, they're having a problem that they never had before, which is new drivers all the time. Plus, there's an issue with the size and weight. Because these guys don't always do this, they're new doing it, and there's great possibility that they can hurt themselves and do hurt themselves lifting containers that are larger than what we have in the past permitted. And granted, there's a lot of people upset that there's rules. Rules have been there. Now we're just trying to protect the interests of John's employees and keep them from getting hurt. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. So, Nate.
You're on.
Push it? All right.
Sure.
So, we've given you several different proposals to consider. I broke it up into three categories for you. So if you look at the letter that stated today that I provided you, look at the pricing table like this. really, there's your base services. It's garbage and recycling, and that's where a lot of your options lie, and we'll cover those. The second one is bulk items and special pickups. So this is if the city moves to a fully automated collection, there need to be some allowances for things that don't fit in the cart, because the goal of automated collection in part is to gain efficiency and safety for our drivers by keeping them inside their trucks. I did check right before the meeting to see where we're at on the list. Manual garbage and recycling collection nationwide is still the fifth most dangerous job. I don't know if you knew that. A lot of fatalities, a lot of guys getting hit by vehicles, traffic, things like that. And that's part of what we're trying to change. So that second option, bulk items and special pickups. And really the third and last one is the yard waste collection that we provide. With one small change, we can have about a 25% savings to your cost now. So looking at the service options that we proposed, two different choices for garbage collection. One is manual, one is automated, fully automated. 95-gallon carts would be delivered to every home. If you wanted to use your own, you can. We'll sticker it so that we're familiar with the cart, so we know which one's the service. Every home's allowed one of each. We provide the carts at our own cost, and we service them and we maintain them. So as long as people aren't wrecking them with hot ashes or cutting them with the saw and calling us for a new one, we cover really about everything else, including snowplow damage or things of that nature. And then with recycling, we essentially propose two options. One is to maintain your current level of service at every other week. The other is to move to weekly collection. And then obviously within those four, there's several ways that you can mix and match. What I would want to, our original proposal that we provided the city for automated trash and every week recycling, we believe is the strongest option for the city. With that combination of items, we think it'll benefit the most number of people in the city. So that's just the overview. If you have specific questions, I can answer them.
Alderman Taylor.
Thanks, Nate. We've had a number of conversations, obviously, in the last couple weeks, and I know you emailed me a few of them. I'm looking at page 3 of the document you presented today.
Yep.
So I'm looking at, if you keep it the same, it's a 107.58. If you go to option 3, which add only automated garbage, it's the same price.
That's correct.
So there's no increase to go to going automated?
Correct. These are our proposed costs. So when Paul answers that question, I'm sure he would answer it differently and say, CPI is what we're entitled to get per our contract as an increase. We're saying that we can't do manual collection for only a cost of living increase, but we can do it for the same cost it would be to do full automated collection.
So like in some of the information I've read, and these are blowing off the emails, if going to automated garbage, I have written down here $13.20 more than what we were paying now for homes and $8.40 for condos. That was in the communication that you sent to me. So I'm thinking whatever we're paying now, if you go to weekly automated pickup, then it's going to be another $13.20 on a regular household and another $8.40 on a condo above and beyond the $107.58.
We reduced it.
You did reduce it.
So in this proposal that you're looking at for us today, we came down off that a little bit more. So that's why they're now the same.
Well, so yeah, there is no increase.
Correct.
Well, there is. It's 106.
Alderman, if I might,
yeah.
The second page of the documents that were handed out, the immediately behind the council action sheet, was
yeah.
an internal document that mm-hmm. we created. And at the bottom of that document, we show there are approximately 11,400 current residents who are receiving this service. Mm-hmm. And the current rate is $62.70 a year for weekly manual garbage collection. And $33.48 the city pays Johns for biweekly automated recycling collection. And under the current contract, there's a CPI adjustment that's available to them on January 1st of 2020. We've estimated that to be at 1.9%. That's the same rate that the Department of Revenue released for city taxes through the end of September. It will be different at the end of December, but we're using that as the adjustment. But if we, Johns has then offered the city to hold the garbage collection at the same price, even though they would go to an automated service, but that the recycling biweekly service would go from $33.48 to $44.88, resulting in a total cost increase of $11.40 per year per resident. And then the numbers change slightly as you move up the scale with various services.
All right, because obviously the numbers that you gave me, like, I think it was last week, obviously are different than this right here. So then you're saying it is going up $11.40 from, because what are we currently paying now then? What's on our tax bill right now?
But right now the city is charging residents $106.95 per year.
So it's going up less than a
buck. While we're paying John's $96.16, the other $10 approximately is paying for the internal services that the city is offering residents. Hmm. So we have some other costs that we're incurring, and we get some benefit that we're incurring. So when you put that all together, we're paying John's $96.18. We have other costs, and we're charging residents $106.95.
So then where's that $10 good? I mean, right now the city's collecting that $10 to pay for these other services that we provide. How are we going to pay for those services that we now provide?
Well, we would propose, staff would propose that if you chose one of these services that's being offered here, and if we keep the existing service that they're proposing, I'm sorry, if you go to the manual garbage collection with biweekly recycling, and we accept John's price increase that they're requesting, then we would increase the annual charge per resident by $11.40 in addition to the $106.95.
Got it. So I guess that's really all that right now what matters is what people are going to say, well, how much more is it going to cost me? And so you're saying it's about $12 roughly.
Correct. $1 a month.
To have automated
garbage collection.
Garbage collection. If you go, so now we're talking $12. If we go weekly recycle, how much is that total? So we're going $12, and then what's that number?
That would be the second column from the right. So it would go up by $115.98. Each resident would pay $19.80 a year more, so about a buck and a half more.
So another $8 roughly. So $20 compared to $12.
Right.
Okay. One of the questions that I think, one of the issues I know has come up is what happens if you have your 96-gallon, you know.
I'm sorry, I made a slight mistake on that. Did you? So that $12 or that extra $8 you just talked about, Alderman, would include John's offer to have two bulk pickups in the city, which I believe is the resident can call to have those come in, or would that be a citywide?
No, correct. That's an on-call program.
So included in the service would be the ability for a resident to call twice a year to John's and say, I have a need for a special pickup at my residence.
What happens if that's removed? I mean, now we're adding
then,
things.
Then the cost goes to just the $12. just goes to the $12 a year, $1 extra a month.
Wait a minute.
You guys, you know, here's what's crazy. There's all these documents that have made things kind of goofy, you know.
Stay with this.
Well, but it's,
he wants to know weekly.
Oh, weekly.
Automated. Minus
you're not including our additional fee on top of that. The numbers from 96.18 today's trash collection to 107 is your $11.40. There is no extra $10 for our services.
So the $11 would be added to the 106.95.
Okay, so you're there's not going to increase our cost.
107.58. There's no 106.95. There's a 107.58.
Well, here's my.
This
position.
Is not the most. Paul, you put together some good stuff, but this is not the best document I've seen coming out of your office because this is. I mean, this has been an issue that's festered for months. I figured we would get this right, where it's very clear. All I want to know, what are we paying now? What is the taxpayer paying now? What are we going to pay? Adding weekly recycling one more time. What are we going to pay if you're going to automated garbage pickup. Two separate costs. Should be very, very simple. This other issue of, well, right now we're only charging, we're sending, you know, $10 more because of the stuff the city does, that muddies everything. I don't think the taxpayers care that $10 is doing work to help, you know, get rid of garbage. I'm saying is, what are we paying? Tell me what the amount is automated. Then tell me what the number is with recycling. Don't add in this twice a year home stuff. Throw that somewhere else. Don't just blend it in.
May I?
Yeah.
Well, before you do that, Nate, I totally understand what you're saying, but you're working off of the cost from John's without our increased fee, and our constituents only see the total. Increased fee.
All I care about is the total.
Yeah. But I interpreted what you said as not the total, but just what it additional
what every debts. What people are so, paying right now is exactly. is a certain amount.
So it's 106, Paul. 106.95 is your base, and then the change.
Right.
Alderman Wilhelm, and then Nate. Push your button.
Well, what is that? What are those? 106, 106.95, then what's the net? What's next?
Okay, so under the...
Wait a minute, stop. Alderman Taylor still has the floor, then Alderman Wilhelm, and then Alderman Nelson.
I thought you called on me.
I did, but Alderman Taylor kept going.
I was going to try to simplify.
One of the things is the cost. The other is, for example, you fill the garbage can with 90, you know, it's full.
No.
But now you have another bag of garbage. You put it next to your garbage can. It happens maybe 2-3 times a year. What do you do with your garbage? You guys are going to drive by and say tough shit and keep going? Or, I mean, are guys going to come out and do it occasionally but not make it a habit and it's a driver's discretion? And, like, how does that stuff work? So there's a second level of questions that need to be asked up here besides just the cost. But if we can't even get the cost, because I can tell you that when I read Facebook, and we all probably did, the people I don't want to pay anymore, we couldn't even tell. I can't even tell them right now, based on the document in front of me, what that new number is. So until we can get that right...
Okay.
So what is it currently?
Currently a resident is paying $106.95.
Got it.
Under the manual garbage collection weekly and the biweekly recycling, that number would go to $118.35.
That's with weekly automated garbage and biweekly recycling.
No service change. Same level of service next year.
What you have right now.
Oh, that's next year. And that's in the current contract? Or is the contract up?
No. One of the questions we got from the mayor was, what would it cost to keep going the same way we're going?
Oh, got it. Picking up.
Correct.
Got it. Understand. All right. 2020.
And then in 2020, if you go to manual garbage with weekly recycling, would be $134.67.
That's manual garbage, weekly recycling.
Option two.
Run, see here, it says $123.90, but that's because you're not adding the...
It's $11.40.
That's what we bill.
Right. Okay, so that's irrelevant then.
Keep going.
And, no, but he doesn't want this. He wants that.
Take them out.
So then that's the same two numbers, right?
Correct.
So automatic garbage and biweekly recycling is
$118.35.
Automated.
Next year, leaving it exactly the way it is now is $118.35. Next year, manual garbage with weekly recycling is $134.67.
Correct. Right.
What is leaving the recycling the same biweekly, but then automated garbage?
Same number as manual, $118.35.
And then auto garbage and weekly recycling.
Same as manual on weekly, which is $134.67.
So now we're clear, right? Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, that's what I was going to suggest, was just take this chart and make the numbers correct, which is the chart that we all have in front of us. So it seems like that's what you did. On each one of these, where you have these this bottom line number here, 107.58, 123.90, 107.58, and 123.90, bottom line numbers, the numbers you just gave us are different because of that full charge for the city.
Correct.
Correct.
Okay. And I think what Alderman Taylor was saying is, are we paying that, the number that you listed, or are we paying the number, the residents paying the number that Paul talked about?
That's the number that's on this document that you just held up, Alderman, mm-hmm. is the amount the city is paying John's disposal for the service. The amount the residents will pay the city are the amounts that I just gave you. And the difference is because we have other costs associated with this program mm-hmm. over and above the John's services.
Okay. Well, that's the number that should have been down
right,
here then.
Because right now, based on what Alderman Willen is saying is, I was just told taxpayers will pay $118.35, and right there it says under the second from the end, auto garbage, biweekly recycling, says $115.98. So those are two different numbers. So talk about confusion.
That's because he changed it on the document today.
Which is different than all the numbers I received in the email that you were on.
Right. Correct. This is them being... No, looking for help.
No, there's a third line item that Paul included on the sheet from the city, $8.40. If you look at that one, that's an optional item, but you just asked us to throw that out. We can talk about that separately. That's why that number just came down.
Oh, that's correct. So you don't get the bulk pickups, and then you notice that the cost numbers are the same, $62.70 and $44.98 along with manual garbage and biweekly recycling.
So if you subtract the 840, then that goes back down, and then you add the 10, roughly.
Right.
All right. And I don't know what, I mean, who is it? I don't think anybody, any of the discussion that I ever saw that I've had is not about bulk pickup. It's about automated, and then you can throw in the biweekly recycling. It had nothing to do with the bulk pickup, and so that kind of should never have been added.
Alderman Nelson, push your button.
Look at that.
And if the three of you could turn yours off, that'd be great.
Okay, if we're looking at option three, just for the sake of argument. So option three, when it's all said and done, would be $118.35? That's correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, would that also then include the two calls per year for special pickups?
No.
That does not. Okay. Just want to make sure, I kind of knew that going in, but I just want to make sure I said it. Now, with this... There was one, I got a couple, you know, people asking about the leaf pickup, okay? Now, there's people that are out buying their own plastic bags. They have to be the ones you can see through. Now, there's also ones that are paper. And if it's, now it's got, those have to be one or the other, correct, at this point?
We take everything right now.
But if we move to one of these... Well, if you just kind of touch on the change, what it would be?
So currently, leaf collection, and I don't want to complicate things further, but currently we provide three pickups a year. Our guys start on the Monday routes. They work till they get it done. The first two usually were done by Wednesday. The third one in the fall is a big one. Usually we're done by Saturday, and that's leaves and brush. Residents can bag that however they want. What you don't know is that we take that material from the city of Franklin all the way back to our facility in Whitewater, either a direct haul by the route trucks, or we load it in a semi, and we dump it out on the ground, and we use a front-end loader, and we run that over the line, and we manually break open those plastic bags, then we reload it, and we take it to a compost site. So we've given you a proposal that we're, in every community, of the handful that we have that we do this, it's just kind of, it's just ridiculous. The composting is saving the world and recycling. Why are we putting it in plastic bags which contaminate that? So the proposal is, if we can direct haul it to Blue Ribbon Organics right here on 94 and we have clean loads, your costs will go way down because it's trucking and it's materials handling, et cetera, et cetera. But then it's either, if you go to automated, you can use your old 32-gallon containers. Our guys can load those. The brush piles are the same, 4-foot lengths, tied in bundle, et cetera. But it would be no more plastic bags, but you can use the paper compostable bags. No limit.
You said 32 gallons.
well, because